right, let's see. Gown, check. Diamonds on loan, check. Tuxedo pressed, check. This Sunday, it's the 83rd Annual Academy Awards Ceremony. Though many people will be tuning in to see which movie wins Best Picture, we checked in with an expert about a category that's traditionally near and dear to the hearts of classical music fans, Best Original Score. John Burlingame writes about film for Variety. He's also a professor of film at the University of Southern California. He says the rules that decide who wins the Best Original Score category can be infuriating to observers because they can be subjective.
There's an objective portion here which deals with counting the number of minutes of original music versus non-original music, and a subjective point of view, which is how important is it at any particular moment of the film.
Until 1984, the Oscars used to have a category for Best Adapted Score so that films whose scores included non-original music could also be considered. Burlingame wishes the Academy would reinstate it so that scores like Clive Mansell's interpretation of Tchaikovsky could make it into the running.
This was a category which allowed scores like Black Swan and True Grit to compete. They are effective, they are powerful in and of themselves, and they enhance their films in ways that, unfortunately, Oscar does not right now recognize.
The score for The King's Speech by Alexandre Desplat is one of the five competing scores, despite the strategic use of Mozart and Beethoven.
Beethoven does, in fact, underscore a particularly important dramatic moment in the film. But the Academy Music Branch ruled that the King's Speech score was qualified because predominantly the score is original.
Now, the score for Inception by Hans Zimmer went viral online when viewers discovered that Zimmer altered a piece of an Edith Piaf song to create the score. Burlingame says that although this is true, Zimmer's score is notable on many levels.
It's a fairly large-scale effort by Hans Zimmer and shows how far recording techniques have come in creating music for film. It is about 60% electronic. It's about 40% acoustic, using very large brass and string sections. But a great deal of Hans's work is actually done in the studio, so that you wind up in the score for Inception with this sort of grand, almost overwhelming musical soundscape.
John Burlingame is a writer for Variety and a professor at the University of Southern California. The other scores nominated this year are A.R. Rahman for 127 Hours, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross for The Social Network, and John Powell for the animated film How to Train Your Dragon.